Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, July 7th. Well, after years of trying, Albertsons, the nation's second-largest grocery store chain, has finally gone public. The company first planned to launch an IPO back in 2015, but ultimately postponed the offering because of retail market volatility. But even a global pandemic couldn't stop the company's go-to-market plans this time, not with so much money on the line. Albertsons' IPO was expected to be a billion-dollar-plus event. But despite the strength of the grocery sector and the company's own strategic moves, investors weren't sweet on Albertsons. The company's target price was roughly $20 per share, but it ended up selling for a discounted price of $16 a share. By the time the stock debuted on the New York Stock Exchange the next day, the price had dropped another 3%. The downsized deal was surprising. Albertsons' sales in March and most of April were up nearly 35% over last year, CNBC reports. The company, which owns Safeway and Jewel Osco stores, among other grocery brands, had been making innovative moves before COVID-19. Albertsons has been centralizing its buying power and investing in its private label brands. It's also remodeled stores to devote more space to growing fresh departments, the Wall Street Journal reports. Albertsons also adopted smaller warehouses near existing stores to fulfill online orders faster. Same-store sales were outpacing Kroger, the country's biggest supermarket player, according to Winsight Grocery Business. Following the IPO, Albertsons CEO Vivek Sankaran remained optimistic about the company's prospects. He pointed to market volatility as one reason for the disappointing debut. Stocks had fallen the day before the IPO as COVID-19 cases surged. He told the Wall Street Journal, "An IPO is just the starting line. It's not the finish line." Things aren't much better over at the number one grocery brand. Kroger also enjoyed a pandemic revenue bump. Last quarter, revenue, excluding fuel, grew nearly 20% from the previous year. That growth exceeded analyst expectations. But shortly after its last earnings call in mid-June, share prices dropped 6%. Grocers were an economic bright spot during the early months after COVID-19 swept across the nation. Many people stocked up on staples and hunkered down at home. But investors aren't convinced that the sales bump from cozy home-cooked meals and stockpiles of toilet paper and cleaning supplies are going to last much longer. Store margins are razor-thin, between 1% and 2%, according to Mercator Advisory Group research. And expenses for additional cleaning, staff, and safety precautions have spiked. But both grocers are gearing up in areas that promise growth. The economic downturn has made consumers more price-conscious. That bodes well for private label brands, which are more profitable than national brands, according to Mercator Research. Both grocery giants are strong players here, but Kroger has the edge. Its private label division had its best year ever in 2019, topping $23 billion in sales, according to Progressive Grocer magazine. Albertsons' private labels tallied roughly half that amount in sales, according to its IPO filings. Albertsons is ahead of the game in another important area, online sales. Online grocery sales are poised to jump about 40% this year, CoreSite Research estimates. Albertsons has already outfitted two small fulfillment facilities to speed online and delivery orders. It plans to expand the concept. Kroger has stuck to its centralized distribution strategy, according to Supermarket News. But the retail giants face increasing pressure from mass, club, and dollar retail competitors. Together, those sectors outpace private label performance from grocers, Forbes reports, and their formidable online rivals, too. As consumers increasingly venture out into the world, grocers are looking for a way forward. But key questions remain around how shopping habits will change and whether grocers can find ways to keep ringing up pandemic-level sales. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written by Gwen Moran and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.